This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ask you believe in the American dream. Ask you believe you can hear me scream.
In Texas, in the heart of the resistance, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jumping in the chair for Alex Jones while we grapple with breaking news. For those just tuning in, the page FISA memo on which the famous classified four-page summary is based has dropped into our laps, courtesy of that great patriot and former counterintelligence head, Bill Binney. For me, this is a very bittersweet moment. I've just hung up with my lawyers because, as many know, Donald Trump and I are being sued in the District of Columbia. The allegation from Project Democracy and Obama Front is that Stone and Trump conspired with the Russians to steal the DNC emails and give them to WikiLeaks. To enter this entire document into evidence in this case, it blows their lies sky high. Now, let me remind you that the entire front line of the Obama NSA, the entire shaved head crowd, Dr. James Clapper, Islamic convert who served as CIA director, Valerie Rice, Admiral Rogers, et al., filed an amicus brief accusing us of spying for the Russians. Now it is them who will be in the hot seat. I can't even begin to tell you how explosive this memo is. It's a blueprint of treachery. It is a blueprint of treason. It is the outline of a massive program of illegality. And again, all signs point to the top. What did the president know, and when did he know it? That is the question that congressional investigators need to ask. Now, I know what's going on right now over at CNN. Nothing. They're going to try to pretend that this doesn't exist, or that it is in some way illicit. But I think we have the good. I think we have the fact, and the American people need to see this. Jack, any updates? All right. So we are on the cusp here of literally making American history. We at InfoWars are breaking what the entire country has been waiting for with bated breath. Proof of a massive conspiracy to deny Donald Trump the 2016 election. And then, when he shocked the deep state, they put their so-called insurance program into high drive. I remember extraordinarily well the days of Watergate. I was a young aide to Richard Nixon at that time. And I remember how stunned I was when I learned that the White House had taped all of the president's conversations. They used a voice-activated microphone. And therefore, it was all there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sure, you could listen to Nixon and Kissinger talk about how to end the war in Vietnam, how to open the door to China, how to negotiate a strategic arms control limitation with the Russians. But you could also, unfortunately for his presidency, listen to the illegal activities regarding the cover-up of the Watergate break-in and the coup d'etat, the use of the CIA and the FBI to cover up the actions and the investigation by the FBI. What we're looking at today...
Roger, we got to go. Great job. Great job. We're out of time. We'll be back with William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, exclusively with the bombshell memo first at InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 months servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We've got it done.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, you can believe we've got all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies tuned in. They're always tuned in to my broadcast. But you better believe they're tuned in right now. William Binney, Skype's not working for some reason. We're going to get him on the phone, former head of operations for the National Security Agency, who is now an advisor to the president and to Pompeo, the head of the CIA, and has been meeting and giving Pompeo briefings on counterintelligence, just like the Democrats would be the Soviets. Well, that's how they're operating as a foreign power against this country. So while we line him up, Daniel Coats is the director of national intelligence that oversees the 17 agencies. And he's very important. We're going to be talking about him in a moment, because mainstream media is already going to try to spin things, and is spinning it, that Jones is illegally releasing the 100-page or 99-page technically top-secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court memorandum opinion and order, dealing with the whole history of Obama's illegal spying on the Trump campaign, on President-elect Trump, and then ongoing. So this is the document. It's on InfoWars.com right now. And William Binney drew our attention to it this morning. This is the big memo everybody's talking about. So while we line him up right now, let's just play Schiff, the Democrat that's been honchoing this fraud in the House. We'll play him first, saying you're too dumb to know what you read, so he didn't want it released. Well, sorry, Schiff, it just got released at InfoWars.com. But it got released somewhere else. We're going to get to that in a moment with William Binney. And then we're going to play Trey Gowdy. We saw more manifest bias against President Trump in the memo. No kidding, we're reading it. Trey Gowdy, FBI text mentioned secret society. That's in here. FBI agents discuss secret society. Let's play those clips one after the other, then we're going to get William Binney on with us. Here are some of those clips for background.
Why not allow people to look at it and let Americans make the decision for themselves about whether it's useful information or not?
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is. The Republicans are not saying make the underlying materials available to the public. They just want to make the spin available to the public. And I think that spin, which is a fulsome attack on the FBI, is just designed to attack the FBI and Bob Mueller to circle the wagons for the White House. And that's a terrible disservice to the people, hardworking people at the Bureau. But more than that, it's a disservice to the country.
does make you wonder. Again, it's a strange coincidence. Just as, you know, it's possible that these text messages that are missing, perhaps they really were lost. Perhaps it is another strange coincidence. The problem, Martha, is for former prosecutors like Chairman Gowdy and myself that worked at the department and worked with the FBI, it makes it harder and harder for us to explain away one really strange coincidence after another. Look, the point, I think, with respect to issue of bias that Chairman Gowdy mentioned before, we knew that Strzok and Page had an intense anti-Trump bias. And that's okay so long as they check it at the door and do their job. But we learned today in the thousands of text messages that we reviewed that perhaps they may not have done that. There's certainly a factual basis to question whether or not they acted on that bias. We know about this insurance policy that was referenced in trying to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. We learned today about information that after, in the immediate aftermath of his election, that there may have been a secret society of folks within the Department of Justice and the FBI to include Page and Strzok that would be working against him. I'm not saying that actually happened, but when folks speak in those terms, they need to come forward to explain the context with which they use those terms.
With regard to these new texts and the idea that there could be a special counsel, a second special counsel requested to look into this, how are you pursuing that?
Well, these texts are incredibly important, Martha, for a number of reasons, both what's there and what's not there. So lay aside this glaring 5-month gap in texts that the world's premier law enforcement agency somehow missed. Lay that aside. What we have seen, what Johnny and I saw today, was a text about not keeping texts. We saw more manifest bias against President Trump all the way through the election into the transition. And I saw an interesting text that Director Comey was going to update the President of the United States about an investigation. I don't know if it was a Hillary Clinton investigation, because remember that had been reopened in the fall of 2016, or whether it was the Trump investigation. I just find it interesting that the head of the FBI was going to update the President of the United States, who at that point would have been President Obama.
Congressman Gowdy, do you want to expound on the secret society idea?
Sure, I wish I could. I wish I'd been the one who either sent that text or received it. You have this insurance policy in the spring of 2016, and then the day after the election, the day after what they really, really didn't want to have happen, there's a text exchange between these two FBI agents, these two supposed to be objective, fact-centric FBI agents, saying perhaps this is the first meeting of the secret society. So, of course, I'm going to want to know, what secret society are you talking about, because you're supposed to be investigating objectively the person who just won the Electoral College. So, yeah, I'm going to want to know.
Congressman Gowdy, you know, in terms of that glitch of the missing text messages those months, are you going to subpoena the phone companies to get those text messages?
You know, Martha, Congress is not great at using legal process like subpoenas and search warrants. Of course, we want that. I hope Mike Horowitz, the Inspector General, got them. Unfortunately, the way our government's set up, law enforcement is better able to go to communications carriers and get texts and instant messages than Congress is. So, yes, I want them, but I don't want them 2 years from now, and I don't want them after a motion to be held in contempt of Congress. I want them sooner rather than later. So either the Bureau needs to find them, or we need to have someone who has really easy access to these.
That's right. This has to be done now, because the Clintons and others have been caught committing all these crimes. They've been caught trying to organize this economic, political espionage against the country. And they've already committed so many crimes that until they get in serious trouble, they are a clear and present danger. Now, joining us via phone is William Binney, former technical head of the NSA. And, you know, the guy credited at the NSA with helping bring down the Soviet Union. And I guess now he's helping bring down the globalist Clinton cabal that's been using the NSA for decades, I guess, now to dominate and control the American people. So he joins us now. We got to go to break here in just a few minutes. But he contacted us a couple hours ago and said, this might be helpful. Here's the actual memo they're saying is classified, and that Congress is saying they need to get authorization to release. But then, when he sent it to us, we noticed that it was right there on the Office of the Director of National Intelligence website. We're going to show that to you. So, yes, InfoWars is breaking it. The media doesn't even know what to do or how to respond to this. It's simply crazy. So, Mr. Benny, thank you for joining us. We'll get into this whole conspiracy against the Republic that's clearly coming into view here, and from your expertise, where you think this is going. But just briefly, it's incredible. When did this get put on the National Director of National Intelligence website? And it's wild that there's no coverage of it. Was this just today, and then you sent it to us?
Yeah, as far as I know, that it just got on the website today. And I just found it through another source that passed it to me.
Of course. Well, clearly, deduction, the president's, Pompeo's met with you, you're advising the president. The president has the authorization to do this. Congress has been asking for it. So that looks like the president just declassified this.
Well, somebody did, that's for sure. It basically is proving everything that, I've been saying, and Edward Snowden's been saying, and all these about spying on U.S. citizens. And it goes into much more detail, proving they're collecting in bulk everything that's being communicated inside the United States. And then they're using it, even NSA analysts are still using it to go against the individual U.S. citizens, with their attributes that are not minimized.
This is simply incredible. William Benny, we're going to go to a break. We're going to come right back to you. You'll have the floor with your expertise to lay out the big picture, what we've learned, what this memo tells us. If you've had a chance to read it, it's 100 pages. William Benny, former head of the NSA Technical, tells InfoWars it's appeared on the Director of National Intelligence website.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
William Binney is our guest. He is the former technical leader of the intelligence with the NSA before becoming a whistleblower in 2001 after more than 30 years of the agency. Binney's been described as one of the best analysts and codebreakers in NSA history. And again, he is the technical advisor for the film Snowden. That is so amazing. I think the best work that particular director's put out, ExposeFacts.org, AGoodAmerican.org is a documentary that he endorses and is in. That breaks down this total surveillance grid. Now further confirmed, talking to Binney earlier, we just joined us, and then during the break, this is as big as the WikiLeaks revelations about illegal spying, but it ties into the Democrats spying on candidate Trump and president-elect, exactly what we knew from our sources. Again, this was published today at the Director of National Intelligence website, William Binney, who's been advising the CIA director and others, let us know the minute it went out. So we are the first to break it. And notice, an hour plus later, no media coverage of this. They don't know what to do. This is the secret memo that's so troubling that ties into all the perjury and the cabal of Clinton operatives trying to set the president and others up using the might of the surveillance grid that's meant for foreign powers against the American people. This is beyond any Hollywood movie. So, Mr. Binney, you've got the floor for the rest of the hour. I know you've got some big breaking news that you're able to get into now because this is not secret on programs that you helped develop and the upstream controls on all of this. So we're going to break it down. But let's first get into this memo and what's happened to the president, what's happened to the American people. The FBI agent's saying we've got an insurance policy. We're a secret society. We're going to overturn the election. I mean, this is incredible. William Binney, start wherever you think's best.
I'd like to start with some of the things they're talking about on page 15 of that ruling, where they talked about NSA having the authority to go in the upstream program and take down main communications trunks, and because they think there's some terrorist or dope dealer on there, and they can capture and keep the entire trunk line. Which means, like, if you have a 10 gigabit line, like 64 fibers, and you know there's a drug dealer in there, internationally, I'll take down the whole line. Or you think there's one there, you'll take in the whole line and capture all the data and keep it all and sort it and interrogate it. That's basically how NSA analysts are able to look at their lovers if they're cheating on them. That's how they can do that under that authority. But that's all done in secret. The FISA court is a thing to it there in their ruling. But this is feeds right into the doing that. They say they had two ways of doing it. Those who run the cables, basically, meaning AT&T, they own the cables, so they let them have access. And the other was the 702 program, where they went to the service providers for the internet or for the phone network. That also included AT&T. But this is the upstream program, is the taps on the fiber lines, where they take everything. And that's really what I was trying to say about President Trump when he was being targeted in all the data they were collecting, including his entire staff on his committee and everything. They were all being scooped up in this bulk acquisition off the fiber lines in the upstream program. And the main slide that would show it, if you could put it up, is the Fairview program. That is AT&T's tapping points inside the 48 states of the United States. And you notice all the tap points are distributed with this is the one that no mainstream media wants to show on TV, because this is the one that calls out this business about they're only after foreigners is an obvious lie. I mean, if you looked at that slide, there are 11 points on that Fairview slide, excuse me, where where the transoceanic cables surface on the coast of the United States. Now, that's where all foreign communications are coming into or going out of or transiting the U.S. Now, if they're only after foreigners, all they have to do is be at those 11 points. But the rest of the 80 points of distributed tap points go right across the U.S. with the population. That means we, the U.S. citizens, are the target, not foreigners. And that's the obvious lie. They've been trying to feed us for years.
Wow. I don't want to interrupt. This is so bombshell. But this is confirming total dragnet of the entire Trump Organization campaign by the Democratic Party, in control, unmasking. They've lied to Congress saying it was only a few people. This is bombshell proof of perjury.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they've been lying to us in many different ways. To the cities, they lie. You know, even within the intelligence communities, like, they lie to one another. So it's all built on lies.
Wow. Please continue.
Well, the other point I'd like to make is that it's not just the Trump Organization. It's everybody in the country. We're all in that boat. That's how they could put leverage on any of the judges in the Supreme Court, or else federal judges anywhere, or members of Congress anywhere. And when Representative Gowdy is saying he's not aware of all this, well, he should be, and he should be asking about that Fairview program and what are they doing at tap points across the United States, like in Kansas or Missouri, or, you know, what are you tapping there? Well, it's not foreigners, I'll tell you that.
Well, you're absolutely, as you said, they're dragnetting everybody instead of actually targeting terrorists and others, and it becomes a needle in a haystack, as you've documented and as you're advising the president now. But the big news is they did testify that they were not spying on the president or his family or any of this, which is a total lie. I've already had the DEA leak us documents where they were doing it, and including my name in there and private phone number, so I know it's accurate. But this is absolutely incredible, and I don't know how the corporate media is going to ignore this. But then you see the Republicans being pressured not to release this memo they've had, sitting on it, because obviously they're getting pressured not to. But clearly this points towards the president, who's authorized to release it through his director of national intelligence, and decided to do so today.
Yeah, I think that this is exposing all of this stuff and all this activity on all these agencies and all the political people involved in this. All this has to happen. We need to cleanse the house here. Otherwise, we're going to be, if we don't look back and fix the problems, we'll never fix them, and they'll just keep going. So unless you face what happened and deal with it and hold people accountable, you know, you're never going to correct any of these problems.
Well, the president was critical of the FISA. He said, my hands are tied. They're ramming it through. He still signed it, obviously, because it was tied to so many intelligence operations, but he said he wants to fix it. This is, I think, a big message from the president declassifying this today and a little bird telling you about it so we could break it. But, again, this is one of the biggest stories of my lifetime, and it's total silence right now that this is out.
Yeah, that's been my, like, even the Russiagate, the mainstream media was pushing an agenda, not any factual evidence. And so I found them to be totally worthless. And they were actually, they should unsubscribe to the First Amendment as a part of the free press, because they're not free and they're not a press. They're not looking for the truth and being honest about any of it with any of us. So, you know, I just see that as a total failure for their obligation to our Constitution and the process that we are supposed to have here in this country.
Well, they didn't think about people like you and Mr. Drake and you know, countless other FBI agents that have exposed what was going on. I mean, there have been a lot of good people. And I know it's just your duty. You've done it, but you've been through a lot. Now to see all this coming out, is there not some satisfaction there, Mr. Benny?
Well, I have to admit that I do, that I'm really glad that this is coming out in print and in official documents so that now we can clearly say, this is really what you've been doing. You cannot deny this. This is your documentation. You know, this is what you're saying to us you've been doing. So it's not us accusing you. You now have to face up to the consequences of what you've done.
Well, let's get into all this with the former head of operations, the guy that actually did the fighting, did the attacking, and did the defending, William Benny, to help us traverse this 100-page bombshell of bombshell documents at InfoWars.com right now. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I started the broadcast off today telling you that I had talked to sources that have seen the classified memo that Congress is writing a big report on that proves all the perjury by top Clinton and Obama officials in front of Congress. I mean, this is open and shut. And more is coming out about secret societies, cabals, trying to stop the president. This whole made-up Russiagate thing when Hillary's up to her eyeballs with the Russians and the communist Chinese and Trump has no connections. William Binney, former technical director, the guy that actually ran the NSA, is our guest for the rest of the hour. We're going through this document. And, of course, you always hear, oh, we only spy on foreigners. We never spy on Americans. Clapper, Brennan, they've all said that. Well, on page 19, what William Benning was just mentioning, it says specifically targeting U.S. citizens. Well, the FISA court's supposed to be for foreigners. But see, they're even saying they're lying in the documents. So Kit Daniels is going to pop in. But here's the big news. I don't care about being in mainstream media on just fluff stories. I mean, CNN, you name it, is in the news today saying Neil Strauss better not write a book and United Artists better back out. And, you know, you shouldn't publish Alex Jones's book, The Secret History of the Modern World and the War for the Future. Neil Strauss says he's never seen it where they try to stop it even before there's a publishing deal. And they're all over the news saying, don't let Jones publish his book. He's a Nazi. None of it's true. These are the Nazi book burners, ladies and gentlemen. So it isn't about, oh, I can't believe I'm not in the news. I'm in hundreds of things a day with their disinformation campaign. But when we break that the secret memo is up at the Office of National Intelligence Director today, clearly Trump said, enough of this. I'm the president. Boom, put it out. William Benning calls. He's already coming on. Says, hey, look at this. A little bird called him. And no coverage, no media. They don't know what to do. We're going back to William Benning here in about 60 seconds. He's very gracious to join us. But one of our reporters, Kit Daniels, wanted to make a point about this. I mean, we're plowing through this 99 pages. This is incredible. I've never heard Benny so happy during the breaks we're talking, because this is total vindication. It's so good for our country. And again, it's the president. He clearly has released this. And so now we'll see what the press does. Kit Daniels?
I only got to page 19 before I found something really bombshell, is the fact that it says that procedures have prohibited the use of U.S. person identifiers to query the results of upstream internet collection under Section 702. But the October 26, 2016 notice informed the court that NSA analysts had been conducting such queries in violation of that prohibition. And it goes on to say that they had to make they bypassed that prohibition by kind of reframing the whole argument that they were not collecting data.
People are like, hey, this is a crime, so they play games with it. Let's go to the real expert on this then, William Benning. Is this not more proof of the fraud, that they're admitting what they're doing is illegal?
Yeah, but let me give you a little background on the concept of minimization. That's a concept the court uses all the time, and, you know, they keep saying this protects all your identity. Well, what they really don't understand, or they don't know, I guess, all the data that's collected by NSA is in what they call a collection database. There is no minimization of any data at all in that base. So that even analysts, even when, for example, Ed Snowden had said that all they have to do is use the IP of the DNC and they can go into the database and find the information on it, well, they can do that with anybody, because if they go into the collection database with the knowledge of what their attributes are, phone numbers, email addresses, IP numbers, that they can use that to scarf up out of that database everything about them. And it's not just them. The other part that's missing here, and that I haven't come across yet, is that what the FBI and the DEA and the DOJ are doing with that data, because they also have direct access to it. And so do the other Five Eyes, GCHQ, you know, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. They can get into that database, too, through the IC Reach program. So, you know, this whole thing is a farce. The minimization is a joke. The oversight from the FISA court, they can't even tell what's going on. And the intelligence committees, they're about as worthless as anything.
And as you warned in secret session with Congress 18 years ago, back in 2001, if you let hundreds of thousands of people, private contractors, get in these databases, you've created doorways into everything, making us insecure for hackers, foreign governments, clandestine groups. This is insane what they've done.
Yeah, plus they open up everything to industrial espionage everywhere. So, I mean, now that GCHQ and NSA and the Five Eyes can go in and do all that anywhere in the world.
William Benning, as the former guy that ran the NSA operations, not the political head, but the guy that ran the operations, as basically the military officer that was in command. What needs to happen now? We knew this would be used to abuse, like in East Germany or back in Nazi Germany or other authoritarian regimes that use spying to control against their own people. They've been caught. They've been caught lying. They've lied to Congress. They're still ongoing with the Russian canard trying to overthrow a president that's clearly trying to reform things and is clearly for the country. Say what you want about him. Clearly, you know, is trying to build the country economically back up. And they're just committing these giant flagrant crimes. They're caught in the text messages admitting that it's politically motivated and that it's fraud. They're paying their wives and husbands millions of dollars at Fusion GPS to create the fraud to launch the larger fraud. I mean, this is beyond any movie I've ever seen. If we don't go after them quickly, they're going to pull something like a cornered bank robber.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, what needs to happen now, Congress needs to make some criminal referrals to the Attorney General. And he needs to set up a separate grand jury to investigate and issue indictments. Because these are clearly demonstrable and but from the evidence directly the crimes that have been committed. And all they need to know now are who are all the names they need to put on those crimes. I mean, there's going to be a lot of them. Including in the FBI and the DOJ and, probably at CIA and NSA also.
And again, this isn't some type of vindictive thing. Because we go after these people, they're going to fight hard. I just want them to go away. They're not going away. They're not going to Alba like Napoleon. They're like Hitler. They're dug in their Reich's chancellery, and they're not giving up.
Yeah, they're letting everybody else die. But the point is, you know, unless you face them and go after them and do something about them, you're not going to correct the problem in the future, and people will look back and say, well, they got away with it, so I'll do it too. That's why I blamed this all on Gerry Ford when he pardoned Nixon, you know? When he did that, he said every president can do anything he wants. He's now got a get-out-of-jail-free card. That's the next president who also wants to be able to do whatever he wants. So, you see, that was where I put the blame right there with Gerry Ford. And if he'd have let Nixon go to trial and be indicted, then I don't believe that this would have happened. But we haven't done any indictments of any of these people who have done similar crimes, and now for massive crimes. We haven't done any of that. And that's really what we need to do.
Absolutely. Well, what do you expect the political class to do, though? Because obviously the Republicans have had this for months. They haven't released it because there's so much classified stuff in here showing the crimes. I mean, in a way, Trey Gowdy and all those guys, even though I like them, they're, by not releasing this yet and wanting to redact it heavily, they're really defending the corrupt system itself.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I kept trying to say, even with Trey Gowdy, he needs to ask questions about that Fairview program, the slide you had shown there. And also, there are other programs. You know, occasionally what NSA does to cover up what they're doing is they rename programs. They call them different names. And so if you go ask them at Fairview and they change the name to something like Hemisphere, you know, if that's the case, then they'll say, honestly answer you and say, well, we don't have a program Fairview. So
exactly. So they play semantical games. It's like saying there's no global government. We have global governance. They just change the names and have musical chairs.
That's right. That's right.
We're going to go to break with another segment with you. What's the other key areas you want to get into when we come back, Dr. Benny?
Well, I just wanted to get into the FBI and the DOJ and all of that and the DEA.
All right. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars.com exclusively broke the secret 99-page, 100-page with the cover sheet, FISA memo, and we're in a couple hours into this, and there's no coverage anywhere. Again, because it's so real, it's so damning, it's so bombshell.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hey, guys. Pardon the advertising interruption.
interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Now, to navigate this, if you just joined us, former technical head of the National Security Agency, William Benny, is our guest. Congress has said there is a secret FISA court memo about abuses that ties into how Obama and Hillary and others were illegally spying on them. That is the memo that the Director of National Intelligence released today. William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, got a contact from his source, said, look at this. He was already coming on the show. I was already talking to sources about what was in the memo and some of the things it dealt with. And Congress is going to put out another memo, but this is the underlying memo, connecting it all together with the political espionage that's going on. Okay? But Gowdy and others, who are good guys overall, they don't know what parts to classify, what parts to declassify. I'd say 90% or more of this document is not redacted. This is the document that they're talking about, the FISA court memo. There is a memo, but then there's also the memo they're going to put out on the secret FISA court memo, because they didn't want to put out the whole report. They wanted to tie it in to the new event. So just to be clear with the semantics on that, this is a live feed, Infowars.com, hundreds of stations across the country. They don't want this story getting out. So share the live video feed, share the document, and we're going to add a link on there to the Office of National Intelligence, which is the head 17th agency over everything, that has released this. And I was talking to William Binney during the break. You were saying it's very encouraging that the Director of National Intelligence released this today, because the liberals and others, fake liberals, are saying, there's no such thing, you're making it up. Well, Daniel Coates has now released this with little fanfare. You've been in a similar position as him. What do you think is the thinking behind this by the Director of National Intelligence, obviously being directed by the president?
Well, to my mind, I was hoping that this was an indication that the president really wants to clean up the mess in the intelligence community and the law enforcement agencies. So, I just think that that's the one thing that hasn't been addressed so far that I've read in that report, is that the use by the FBI and the DEA and the DOJ by information collected by NSA warrantlessly against U.S. citizens. One of the key indicators as to what they were using it for was given by Senator Feinstein on the House and Senate floor when they were challenging the funding for that program in 2013. She came on there and said, to defend that program, she said, this program is so useful to us, we put hundreds of people in jail every year with it. But he's talking about U.S. citizens they used the data against them in a court of law, but they did a parallel construction, meaning they fabricated data to substitute for the NSA data because it wouldn't be admissible. So what that really is doing is subverting our entire judicial system. And this is what should really concern the attorney general. If he wants to have a real reliable attorney, as an attorney general, have a reliable judicial process, he has to address this and has to do it as fast as he possibly can and correct it.
Looking at the document, do you agree it's about 90% unredacted? And what do you make from that? What do you think is redacted in here, Dr. Benny?
Well, a lot of things that you could fill in, like the Fairview program or AT&T, the service providers, you can fill that in from a lot of material that has been released from Edward Snowden and is also on the web. You just need to collect it together and look at it in concert with one another. Then you can fill in the blacked out areas. It's not that difficult to do if you...
You're talking about reverse engineering with open databases.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Please continue.
Well, I mean, the point is that this is like the first opening in the legal process to now go back and challenge these people, because I'm also going to... I'm supporting three separate lawsuits against the United States government for the NSA unconstitutional collection of data on U.S. citizens. And I'm going to use this ruling also in those courts, and I'm going to be passing that on to the lawyers managing those lawsuits. So this is going to be leveraged for us, too, in the lawsuits to actually see, because Congress, when they try to pass laws that cover up all the crimes that these agencies have been committing, they can't do it if they don't match and conform to the Constitution, because those laws are no longer laws. I mean, the Constitution is the ultimate law. If it gets constitutionally challenged in the court and ruled unconstitutional, the law is nullified.
Wow.
So they cannot pass laws that violate the Constitution. That's the point. And that's what they've been doing.
William Benny, John Zush, exposefacts.org, agoodamerican.org is the documentary film, pgknowledge.eu. You're also advising the EU on ways to not spy on the general public, but to stop terrorists and criminals. I know you can't get into your meeting with Pompeo, the head of the CIA, at Trump's request, but... what Trump said publicly back since he was briefed that he was being spot on throughout the campaign, but obviously didn't put it out because it was classified. He just said that they were lying. Clearly, the president shows that, yet again, he's quite a maverick here. And it's not a love fest. It's just a fact. This is very good, as you were saying, sign that the president does want to reform things and wants to use these systems that you developed to actually target people that via the algorithm and via the systems pop themselves into the grid, and then you actually go after the people, and it's much more successful than a total political control spying on everybody. And then mainly government heads use this to spy on their own wives, children, and whistleblowers to continue corruption.
Yeah. Also, I would add they use it against the government has used it against Jim Rosen, the Associated Press. Elliot Spitzer to get rid of him because he's going after the bankers on Wall Street for defrauding people, and also against anybody who is all the whistleblowers, anybody who's been opposing them in any way, and also I think in terms of leveraging Congress and leveraging courts. So I think that this was the major problem I had with it. This was when you acquire this kind of knowledge about the entire population of a country, it gives that central point of knowledge a great deal of power over everybody. I mean, if they can't find something on you, if they go find something about somebody you care about, they can leverage you that way. I mean, that's the old KGB Stasi way of doing things, too.
Or exactly. They'll just take that you were someplace, match that up with somebody else, have them say you did something wrong, and say we've got the data points. That's how this works.
Yeah, they can also fabricate, manipulate the data. They try to do that with us, but that failed, too.
Because, again, a good whistleblower let you know what they'd actually done so you could expose it, if memory serves, which has got to scare them that there's so many moral men and women in our government. The government I don't see as the problem. The problem is corrupt individuals and cowards in our government.
Yeah, it's the established government, too. It's about four layers of management in those established governments that really think they have the power and to manipulate everybody, including the president.
Exactly. You've got the general deep state that's grown. And then you've got above it the shadow government that's filled with the permanent bureaucracy and corporate bureaucrats who literally think they're God.
Yeah, that's right. And they know better, you see. They're the elite group. Those are the people who have all the brains, so obviously they must know right. And so therefore everybody needs to follow what they say. So that's and when they control all the information and threaten people like the news medias and things like that who just cower over, they don't stand up for anybody. Then you have no mainstream media to challenge anything, to follow what they're supposed to do, and that's why they were written into the First Amendment, is to challenge what government's doing, making sure they tell the people what it is.
You've experienced it, I've experienced it. But I'll cover something, do something. 2 days goes by, George Soros of Media Matters puts out the spin, and then 500 articles, 1,000 articles the next day go with the exact spin, just rewritten, and you realize the press knows they're not press. They're regurgitators. They just repeat this whole line to create this normalcy bias and just to have this big lie out there, and it's just incredible. And then now the fake media wants to shut us down. They want to shut down the real media. It's just crazy. We're going to do one more segment with William Benny here, and I really appreciate him graciously giving us so much time. But looking at this for people that just tuned in, how would you describe the magnitude of this report that you were made aware of that just appeared on the office of the Director of National Intelligence, the secret FISA court memo concerned about all the corruption that Congress has been talking so much about, the left said didn't exist. Here it is. I mean, how would you quantify how big this is?
Well, it involves everything that everybody in the country does in every aspect of their lives. Everything. Any kind of issue that you have, medical or otherwise, it involves all of that.
And a rogue group in the government, less than 30 agents of the FBI and Justice Department, lawyers, creating this whole fake lie, getting fake warrants, and then lying to the media and still pushing it and sending text messages admitting it's a fraud and admitting they're setting the president up. I mean, the boldness of that, to be text messaging the crimes they're committing, it shows a level of dangerous hubris, doesn't it?
Yeah, the arrogance of power is what I call it. They think they have power over everybody, and the only way to do it is so shine the light on them and go after them. That's why this attorney general needs to stand up and do something. If he doesn't, we ought to fire him and get somebody who will.
That's the most powerful thing you've said. Sessions, I mean, well, Trump's doing the right thing here, and this is Trump. And you notice the silence is everything. It's everything you need to know. Infowars.com has the exclusive memo. They don't want you to see. Spread the link right now. This is a war.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic.